Shalom, my dear friend. I've come to talk with you again. We haven't spoken since 1903, around the turn of the century. But the message that you planted in my brain still remains. It was the sound of silence. You taught me then what words could do, how they could twist and misconstrue. Words can build and words can devastate. Words can establish love or senseless hate. And like daggers, they can pierce a person's heart, split apart. The very sound of silence. And in 1931, I married off my eldest son. When he asked me for some sound advice, I told him soundless would be more precise. You must measure every word that leaves your lips. Relationships flourish on the sound of silence. And in 1953, with my grandson on my knee, he asked the secret of longevity. I said the trick is sensitivity. You must judge every person favorably. Master the art of silence. And in 1993, we're still around for all to see. As your 107th birthday nears, I wish you many more joy-filled years. My dear Shalom, such loyal friends are scarce and few. And thanks to you, we're spreading the sounds of silence.